Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of The Journey of Hope. Glad you could be with us today. The Journey of Hope is a podcast that's especially designed to address the issues that men and women face after incarceration. Jana Flagg is on the show today. And Jana's got a lot of experience in helping people go through the kinds of problems that you go through as an ex-offender, as you're coming back into society. And she's going to help us out with her ideas on how to do that today. Jana Flagg, right after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on The Journey of Hope. Hey, y'all, remember you can always catch me at MathersRodney at yahoo.com. That's MathersRodney at yahoo.com. Drop me a line. Hey everybody, and welcome back. My guest today is Jana Flagg. She is a public speaker. She's been one for 35 years. She's been a writer for radio and television, a reporter in Los Angeles. She is the author of a book for, she used to be a reporter in Los Angeles, I think. She's the author of a book, Fight Fear and Foster Faith, Gain the Hope and Courage You Need to Overcome Difficult Circumstances. And those of us that listen to this show sure could use some help along those lines. Jana, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Happy to be with you, Rodney.
Glad to have you. Can we start off by just having you give us a little bit of your background so we know where you're coming from?
Excuse me. Well, I was just stuck here because sometimes I don't like to go back there. My background that qualifies me to talk about fighting fear mm-hmm. is that I went into the hospital for a routine hysterectomy and woke up two full days and nights later and was told that they found stage 3C ovarian cancer, which is very deadly. Mm-hmm. And the first thing I said was, God, I still love you. Are you in this with me, or are you down the hall on a break? And I really felt that the Lord said, hey, you're going to have a been there ministry. And I thought, that's before I knew I had cancer. And mm-hmm. I thought, boy, that doesn't sound very good. why can't I have something like a muffin, outreach or something that sounds a little bit more fun? But I tell you, as tough as going through being a cancer patient with two major surgeries and over 80 staples and each time over a month in a rented hospital bed after the surgeries and 6 months of chemo in between, as terrifying as that was, it was even more terrifying to deal with the fear that came along with that fight. Mm-hmm. So, no matter the reason why, I'm now in the full-time hope business, and mm-hmm. it is a journey of hope, as you say, mm-hmm. to encourage other people to never give up. And so it's not about cancer. That's just what my experience was that qualified me to, to talk about fighting fear. But no matter what hardship we face in life, whether it's, divorce or job loss or, foreclosure or illness or any, tough transition and passage in life, boy, it's that fear mm-hmm. that can defeat you.
And how did you come to write the book then? I mean, at what point in all this did you decide that you were going to share your experience?
Well, I was already a speaker and a humorist, and I talked about different topics having to do with what I knew in mm-hmm. the broadcast business and so forth. But what was missing, Rodney, was the why and, the passion and the purpose in that. And so as soon as I woke up in the hospital the next day, I asked my husband to bring me paper and pencil, and I started writing down and taking notes because I knew that I was going to, you know, reach out to other people and help other people, you know, deal with that journey. And so, you know, it started back then and over the years. Now, that's 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so I wrote a little bit here and there. I didn't set out and say, oh, I'm going to write a book. But what I did was I started speaking about, you know, fighting fear and about having hope. Because without hope, you know, you don't have life without hope. And you can't see that light at the end of the tunnel. You don't even believe there's a light at the end of the tunnel if you don't have hope.
Mm-hmm.
And so, excuse me, so I started... you know, I started speaking about, you know, about that, you know, that topic. And then over the years, I just thought, boy, you know, I really have a lot of material here. And, you know, to reach other people and to help other people, you know, and put it together. And along the road, you know, I discovered several tips that really did help me, you know, to fight fear so that I would have hope and I wouldn't give up.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that, you know, you're all about fighting fear. That's what you talk about and write about. And the big one for you is humor. And the question that I have for you about humor is, not all of us have a real good sense of humor. And if we don't, how can we work toward maybe developing a better sense of humor? Do you have some ideas along those lines?
Well, I definitely have some ideas about that, and you're right. You know, not everybody has a great sense of humor. You know, they might have maybe they don't even have a funny bone. But, you know, we can take some steps to add humor to our life, because, you know, humor is a powerful weapon against fear, because it can diffuse and lessen our fear by, you know, redirecting the focus onto something lighthearted. So, you know, you're not going to wake up the next day after doing a couple of things and saying, wow, now I'm really funny, or I see the mm-hmm. world through funny glasses. But there are some steps that we can take. And one of the things that I've done in the past is that I hung out with people that made me laugh. Mm-hmm. I hung out with people that saw the world through some, you know, humor glasses. And another thing is to, you might say, well, I don't know any funny people, or I don't know any people that make me laugh. Well, another thing is to go hang out in a big toy store, because there are a lot of lighthearted, whimsical things in a toy store, whether it's a slide whistle or whether it's a funny nose you put on your face. But, you know, I dare you to go hang out in a toy store and not have your spirits lifted and have that funny bone that you do have buried inside, maybe, mm-hmm. you know, come out and be tickled.
You know, I've also found, though, that you can take humor a little too far. So sometimes I'll joke about, like, my incarceration, and it's funny to me, and it's funny maybe a little bit to my wife, but other people just don't get it. I mean, they don't. They might see it as inappropriate or whatever, but I do believe that what you're saying about humor, I mean, we can always find the humor in something, can't we?
I think we can find the humor in something, and, you know, you're right. We do have a target audience that, you know, that in my case, the cancer patients, you know, they might laugh a little harder. They might cry harder or laugh a little harder at my routines, because they've lived it and they've walked it. But, you know, there's a, like, for things happen that are funny. You know, if we choose to look at it that way, mm-hmm. For example, you know, after the word got around church that I had cancer, I noticed that people started responding differently to me. And one lady came up and apologized. She said, I'm sorry I didn't get to know you. And I'm, you know, I'm touching my face and my arms. I'm thinking, like, am I still here? Am I gone already? You know, and she was serious as could be, you know.
Yeah.
And then she turned and walked away from me, and I thought, she just missed her second chance to get to know me. You know, so at the time, I thought that was kind of weird, but, you know, since then, I thought, you know, that's funny. You laugh at that.
I love that story. I love that story.
Yeah, and another person came running up to me after I gave a presentation, and he said, I'm so happy that I'm not you.
Huh.
So how bizarre is that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they've asked other things like, you know, what does it feel like knowing you're going to die soon? You know, I thought this just gave me an idea. I thought maybe there's a cancer card to play here. So I tried it out. My earliest convenience, I went to a camera store to return a cable that I had bought that I don't want. And the manager was very polite, and he explained to me that I could not get a refund because the 7-day grace period had passed. And so as he turned to walk away from me, I just blurted out, "I'm a cancer survivor." And I lifted my shirt to show him my huge, ugly scar. And, boy, his eyes got wide, and he hastily gave me my $40. I thought, hey, this isn't bad. You know, this could change shopping as we know it. You know, could revolutionize. Well, what I did was I went home. When I went home, you know, I was feeling pretty good about this. And I thought, well, I'm going to stand in front of the mirror and lift my shirt just to see what he saw that was so doggone persuasive.
Mm-hmm.
I did that, and to my shock, I realized I had inadvertently lifted my shirt a little too high, and I flashed the guy.
Uh-oh.
So now, you know, the heck of it is, now I'm not sure why I got the refund.
You know, I guess my point initially was that if you tell that story to people that are going through chemotherapy, they're going to crack up at that. But, I mean, I bet you that guy didn't laugh, did he?
Well, maybe he's laughing now, but I
hope so.
He'll never forget it.
Well, let's talk specifically about how humor could be used to combat fear. Talk to us about that.
Well, you know, as I touched upon a moment ago, that, you know, I think humor can be a powerful weapon against fear because it can diffuse or lessen our fear by redirecting our focus onto something that's more lighthearted. And, you know, laughter lifts our spirit. When we laugh, we feel better. And when we feel better, it's easier to have hope. And it's all about, you know, having hope for a brighter future and starting a new life. And so, you know, so humor can do that. Humor helps to help us to maintain a positive outlook about our future.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a real quick break here. This is a great discussion, and we'll be right back after this. My name's Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope. Hey, y'all. Are you an ex-offender or the family member of an ex-offender that has some ideas on something we could cover here on the show? You give me the idea and I'll find the guest for us. And you can always catch me at mathersrodney@yahoo.com. That's mathersrodney at yahoo.com. We'll be right back. And welcome back. We're talking to Jana Flagg. She is a cancer survivor. She is a comedian. She's been a guest. She's been a speaker for many years, and we're going to eventually get to her book, which is called Fight Fear and Foster Faith, Gain the Hope and Courage You Need to Overcome Difficult Circumstances. Now, you say, Jana, in the book that we currently possess the tools necessary to overcome our adversity. And we talked about humor as being one of those. What are some other things that we can do to fight fear?
You know, one of the things is to that's so important is to adopt a positive attitude. And I realize some people are more positive than others. You know, the glass is half full or half empty. But there are certain steps that we can take to help get a positive attitude, or if you've already got one, to maintain a positive attitude. And one of the things, you know, that I touched upon about hanging out with people that make you laugh, well, the same thing applies to trying to acquire and maintain a positive attitude, and that's hang out with positive people. It's kind of a no-brainer. You know, hang out with positive people because hope is contagious. You know, you want to hang out with people that say, hey, you know, welcome to the real world. You can do it. You can make a fresh start, and you can have, you know, you can have the life that you want, and you know, you can succeed. So first is to hang out with people that share the same positive attitude, mm-hmm. instead of telling you that you can't make it.
Okay.
Other part of that, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Was there anything else you wanted to add to that?
Absolutely. Because, you know, the flip side, I think, Rodney, is even more important, and that is avoid negative people. Don't walk away from negative people. Run, because they can sabotage, you know, your hope, and that can kill your positive attitude. And they may not be deliberately trying to discourage you, but, you know, they can say, oh, you know, you're a loser. You've always been a loser. You're not going to change. Well, part of it is to realize that that's what's in them. Whatever is in them is what's going to come out, and you're not who people tell you are. And mm-hmm. I like what you say in your website, you know, when God is for you, who can be against you? Mm-hmm. So I'd say avoid those negative people and those naysayers, and don't let those negative comments, you know, act like fiery darts inside your brain and plant seeds of fear.
Well, let's talk about some advice specific to ex-offenders then. You say to stay away from negative people. The problem that ex-offenders have, I believe, is that they just continually get slapped. And, you know, whether it be job searches or even relationships or whatever it might be. And so maintaining that positive attitude is difficult. And so what advice do you have along those lines, Jana?
Well, I want to qualify and say I don't think this is easy. I don't think it's easy, and you don't just say it a couple times and all of a sudden you're, you know, a changed person.
Right.
But, you know, but what we hear, what we take in and what we hear, you know, we repeat. And what we speak, you know, comes back to us, and it's either positive or negative reinforcement. It's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy. So as far as, you know, getting a job and that sort of thing, you know, instead of people saying, wow, you know, the economy's down and people aren't hiring, so they're sure not going to hire me, I'd be last on their list. Instead, turning that around, and it's not ignoring the situation. You could say, hey, I know the economy is tough and jobs are scarce, and you know, I might have a couple strikes against me and my resume, but you know, I'm going to keep knocking on doors, and I'm going to be positive, and I'm going to, you know, and one day that door is going to open, and I'm going to, you know, get a good job, and they're going to be happy that I'm there, and I'm going to be happy to have that position. So, you know, it's that not listening to those negative things and just saying, yeah, I know it's tough out there, but you know, I'm going to make it. I'm going to succeed.
And I see that you're a Christian, and I'm wondering what role your faith plays in keeping that positive attitude in your fight against fear.
You know, for me, for me, that's paramount because, you know, because when I would be so terrified that I can't even see that light at the end of the tunnel, and I didn't have hope, you know, that I would just hold on to God's promises, to what, you know, what he said, that what he said about, that he directs my steps, and that, you know, that he would not forget me, and that he would, you know, open the doors and close the doors I shouldn't go through, and so forth. And in terms of fighting the negative, you know, remember the Wonder Woman series, that she had those bracelets, and when people would fire bullets at her, she'd raise those bracelets in defense, and mm-hmm. those bullets or whatever people were throwing at her, you know, would just ricochet and bounce off, and she wasn't hurt. And so I had a mental picture of Wonder Woman, number one, because she's got a cool costume, right? but you know, I had that visual that, as you know, if people were saying like, oh, you know, people die of ovarian cancer, mm-hmm. or you know, they would say negative things like cancer always comes back. I just pictured that I would put my arm up and I would counter that. My bracelets were God's word that would counter it and say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. This disease shall leave and will not come back again. So when those thoughts would come into my head, then I would just rebuke it in Jesus' name, but I would come back with Scripture and fight it with Scripture and replace it with something positive and replace it with hope.
Mm-hmm. Hey, how do we get your book? Where do we find that?
Fight Fear and Foster Faith is at Amazon.com.
Okay.
And you know, it's the kind of book that I would like to read. I'm very visual, and I'm not a big reader,
mm-hmm.
But it's a quick read, and I have 84 photographs in it, and a lot of humor, but of course a lot of meat. And the takeaway are the practical tips. There's over 40 tips of, you know, of fighting fear. And you know, fear is the reverse of faith, so that's how that comes in there.
Mm-hmm.
That if you're operating in fear, then you're not operating in faith. When I walked in faith, then that fear was dissolved.
And you have a couple other books, I believe, too. Those are also available on Amazon?
Well, those aren't books. I have two released DVDs.
Oh, the DVDs.
And, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Where do you get those?
Well, the best way is to contact me on my website at Jana, J-A-N-A, Flag, FLAIG.com, and be in touch. There's a button there. People can email me.
Perfect. Jana, I feel like we just scratched the surface. There was really,
yeah,
really a lot that I would like to talk to you about. We've run out of time, though. Jana Flagg, thank you so much for being here on the Journey of Hope.
Thank you, Rodney.
We're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope. Hey, y'all, we got a lot of good shows coming up between now and May. And if you are the family member or you are an ex-offender and you know other people that would maybe get something out of the show or just enjoy listening to it, be sure and turn them on to the show and let them know what's going on over here at Journey of Hope. Okay? And you can always catch me, as I always say, at MathersRodney@yahoo.com. That's MathersRodney@yahoo.com. And we've come to the end of another show. I want to thank my special guest, Jana Flagg, and I want to remind you that if God is for you, who can be against you? We'll see you next time right here on the Journey of Hope.